And let's see, you might say, yeah, he has the same family name, and he looks a bit like me, but actually, we're
no kin to me. Mm-hmm.
And someone who comes in town and no one's ever seen him before, he's a
stranger.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who came from the north? It still just be a stranger, except from a long way away.
Well, if you knew him, I don't think he'd just be one of them damn Yankees.
Yeah, and what about if he's from another country? What would you call him?
Foreigner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Jesus' mother, her name was
Mary.
Mm-hmm. And
I ain't much on the Bible now, I tell you.
Okay. You won't give a Bible. George, you know George Washington's wife. You know what?
Her name was Martha.
Mm-hmm. And you ever heard the song "Wait Till the Sun Shines"?
Yeah, I heard of that.
Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Mary.
Well, let's see. Start to the end. It's kind of a nick. Or remember, this is nickname for Helen.
I ain't never heard
of it. You ever heard Nelly?
Yeah, I heard the word Nelly. Nelly, put your belly close to mine. You ever heard that song?
No, I never heard that one. I have to remember that one. That ought to get that name. Let's see. Now, if a boy's named Bill, his real name is probably
William.
Mm-hmm. What's some of the other nicknames besides Bill that you could use?
Willie.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all.
Or you could put a Y on Bill and you have
Billy.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Matt is a short name for
Matthew.
Mm-hmm. And see, a woman who conducts school is a
teacher.
Yeah, is there, you ever heard any old-fashioned terms or terms that older people?
School mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're familiar with baseball, you know where the Baseball Hall of Fame is located?
Cooperstown, New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's see. If a married woman is named Cooper, you call, and you don't know her first name, you call her
Miss Cooper.
Mm-hmm. If you ever heard of a name for say a preacher, and he's not trained and not too good, and maybe travels around from place to place.
I go by the name Outlaw.
Mm-hmm.
Outlaw preacher.
Outlaw preacher. Ever heard anybody call him Jackleg preacher?
Yeah, I've heard the name Jackleg preacher.
That mean about the same thing as Outlaw?
Yeah, same thing. Mm-hmm.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me? She would be
Bill Annie.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Sally's a nickname for what? You know what Sally would be a nickname for?
You know, I didn't know it was a nickname. Got a good friend of mine had a daughter named Sally, but I know that's her name.
Hmm. Let's see if I can ask you. You sometimes can buy cakes at the store and they're made by the last name is Lee and the first name is
Sarah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was a nickname for Sarah.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
And say you had your father had a brother by the name of William. You call him
Bill or Billy?
Oh, what if it's your father's brother?
I call him Uncle.
Yeah, Uncle. And
Uncle Bill, brother.
Mm-hmm. And the commander of Confederate armies during the Civil War, War between the states was a
Robert E. Lee.
Yeah. And his rank was
General.
Yeah, so you call him
General Lee.
Mm-hmm. And the old man that introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken is
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were in the Navy. What did you call the man who was in charge of the ship? What rank did he use?
Captain. Mm-hmm. But you always called him Mister if there wasn't a captain or an admiral.
Hmm.
You never called a naval officer an ensign or a lieutenant. Mm-hmm. Never. You did in the Army, but not in the Navy. You was always Mister.
I didn't know that.
And any man in any rank can be a captain of a ship. An ensign can be a captain, a lieutenant, or a commander, a lieutenant commander, any of them, on up to a captain.
I didn't know that. That word captain, that's an interesting word. Is it ever used by, in any other way that's not connected with service? You ever use it in term of general address?